liberties of Christ. Love you, brother. Amen. Take your liberties in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord. We thank God you're looking wonderful. I can see you're expectant. As I was praying, the Lord spoke to me and told me that whatever miracle you are believing God for, just be expectant. God will give it unto you. For the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That cancer cannot continue to remain in your body. That infirmity should not remain in your body. Today is your day for a miracle from God. Just believe God and reach out. You will be touched. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God. I bring you greetings from Zambia and South Africa. We want to thank God for the lead pastor of this church, Dr. Jerry R. Nelson, the apostle as well. And we thank God for the First Lady, Pastor Ricky, and all the pastors and all the men and women of God and the whole entire team that works with the man of God. We give God the glory. Clap your hands to the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'll go straight to the word of the Lord, and I feel that there are some issues that you are fighting, and God has to meet you at the point of your need. You must just have that violent faith. Don't accept what the devil has brought in your body, because it's foreign. It does not belong to you. You must refuse it in Jesus' name so that you can receive a miracle from the Lord. Let us read our text, which comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm reading verse 10 and 10 up to 13. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mighty. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Yes. Amen. Before I preach the word of the Lord, I'll ask the man of God to sing this song again about the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is a very powerful weapon, and I'll talk about that later. Let's allow the man of God to sing that song, then I'll continue to teach and preach the word of the Lord.
Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day. From day
Your hands to the Lord. Glory be to God. The blood will never lose its power. Now, dear beloved, the text that I have read from the book of Ephesians, before I go verse by verse, I just want you to know that this book of Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul. And in his writing of the book, is talking about building the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We need to be one. We mustn't cause casualties amongst ourselves. We need to promote the kingdom business. So I want to talk to you from the subject, weapons for spiritual warfare. Lift up your right hand and say, weapons for spiritual warfare. That's what I'm going to talk about. The very first weapon for spiritual warfare is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Because the biggest problem we have in the church is that we want to come to the altar, but we have got issues against our brothers and our sisters. The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 23 says, therefore, if thou bring the gift at the altar, and you remember that your brother or your sister has something against you. First of all, before you can continue to present your gift at the altar, the Bible says, leave your gift there and go to your brother and make reconciliation. So forgiveness is a weapon. You don't have to come to the front, you dance, you sing, you shout hallelujah, you praise the Lord, but you are harboring something against your brother or your sister. To me, that is hypocrisy. First of all, if somebody has got something against you, you go to them and say, my brother, I'm sorry. My sister, I'm sorry. Let us forgive one another and ask the Lord to restore us. And when you do that, that on its own is a very powerful weapon for your prayer and my prayer to reach the throne of grace. Because if you pray and your prayers do not reach the throne of grace, it could be that you have got unforgiveness in you. Unforgiveness will bring sickness. Unforgiveness will cause your prayers not to reach the throne of grace. Unforgiveness will even cause you not to be healed in your body. Some of you don't get healing because you have got unforgiveness. But I came all the way from South Africa and Zambia, 16 hours on an airplane, to come and let you know today, forgive your brother, forgive your sister, forgive your friends, and as you do that, God will lift you up. Praise the name of the Lord. Forgiveness is very, very important. I feel the presence of God. And when you forgive, you will be elevated. When you forgive, you'll be lifted up, because there is power in forgiveness. Forgiveness will bring deliverance in your life. So it's very important, dear beloved, forgive, forgive. Whoever has wronged you, just forgive them and release them. If Jesus forgave you, why can't you forgive other people? Because Christianity is about forgiveness. So you can't keep on shouting when you don't forgive other people. First of all, leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother, go to your sister, and forgive them. The other weapon that we need for spiritual warfare is the name of Jesus. You remember in Philippians 2, the Bible says how Jesus humbled himself even to the point of death. Wherefore God gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Now, Jesus did not die because they forced him to die. But Jesus died because he was obedient to the Father to die. Because one day the Roman soldiers came to where Jesus was, and the Judas Iscariot said, "Is the one." And Jesus said, "You guys, I was with you in the temple. I was with you. Why are you coming today with pangers and knives as if I'm a thief?" And Jesus said, "I am." And the Bible says the soldiers fell down. Which shows me Jesus had power to refuse to die if he wanted to. But he died because he was obedient to God the Father to die for you and I. And because of that now, God gave him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I want to submit to you that cancer is a name. Sugar diabetes is a name. HIV is a name. Arthritis is a name. But the name of Jesus is above every name. I feel the presence of God. And I remember in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 45, the young David said, "Then David said to the Philistines, 'Thou comest unto me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts.'" I come to thee in the name of the Lord. Don't be afraid of the devil. It was Dr. T.L. Osborne, and he put it this way, that I used to be afraid of the devil until I actually realized that it is the devil who is afraid of me. I want you to know that the devil is under your feet. You have the authority. You have the power. You don't have to be afraid. The name of Jesus is a powerful weapon to fight the devil. I remember one day after I preached in the village in Africa, and many people were delivered. Many people were set free. I went to sleep. As I was sleeping, the witches came to attack me. And I wanted to say, Jesus, to call any name. I couldn't call any name until I could not even remove my hand. I could not even shake my body. I was like stagnant. I didn't know what to do. Then only a whisper, "Jesus." Then that demon fell away. It ran away. The name of Jesus has got power. That sickness in your body is nothing to the name of Jesus. "Who art thou, O great mountain, to Zerubbabel? For you shall be a plain." It is not by might or by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. So the name of Jesus has got power over your sickness, over that disease, over that infirmity, over that situation. Every now and then when you are in trouble, just call the name of Jesus. I remember when Jesus was riding on the boat. There was a storm, and Jesus was sleeping on the pillow, and they woke him up. "Jesus, don't you know we are perishing?" Then Jesus said, "Peace, be still. I have come to speak to you today. Whatever is bringing confusion in your life, I pray for peace in your family. I pray for peace in your body. I pray for peace in your marriage. I pray for peace in whatever you do. I pray for peace in your business. Receive peace in the mighty name of the Lord." The name of Jesus. I love that name. And the Bible says every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, things on the earth, things under the earth. If it is in an African context, there are witches who will witch you and bury some juju underground so that your things may not go well. But the Bible says the name of Jesus is above every name, of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And I know because many people watching us on Facebook Live, many people watching us on YouTube, I decree and I declare, whatever they buried down underground to bring you down, it will never work in the name of Jesus. Whatever juju power, whatever voodoo power that is fighting your destiny, fighting your health, I scatter and destroy that power in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the presence of God. I feel the anointing of God. I feel like lifting him up. I feel like giving him the glory. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. For I will bless the Lord at all times. Surely praises shall continue to be in my mouth. I may be sick in my body, but I'll praise him. People may not talk to me, but I'll praise him. People may look down upon me, but I'll praise him. I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him every hour. I'll praise him in the night. Oh, I feel the presence of God. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. The other weapon which you and I need, dear beloved, is the blood of Jesus. Because in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12 to 13, the Bible says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I'll smite all the male firstborn children, but the blood shall be a sign on your houses. And when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you." I want you to know that the blood of Jesus is a weapon. And you need to use the blood of Jesus to fight the devil. Actually, what I'm giving you is what I call spiritual antibiotics. Because when you get these weapons, no sickness can remain in your body. No poverty can remain in your body. No infirmity can remain in your body. You must pray and pray and pray until that infirmity comes out of your blood system. Until it comes out of your body. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Refuse it in the name of the Lord. Refuse that asthma in the name of Jesus. Refuse that sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus. Refuse that condition in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus has got power. You see, the tabernacle had three divisions. The outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. Only once a year, Aaron the high priest used to enter in the holy of holies. If anybody enters in the holy of holies, they used to drop dead. But when Jesus died, the Bible says the curtain in the temple that was separating the holy of holies and the holy place was torn from top to bottom. Which meant now, if you're washed in the blood of Jesus, you can enter in the holy of holies, because it is in the holy of holies where God answers prayer. It is in the holy of holies where miracles happen. It is in the holy of holies where there used to be the Ark of the Covenant. It is in the holy of holies where you can get deliverance. Jesus did not enter in the holy of holies with the blood of bulls and goats, but he entered in the holy of holies with his own blood. Oh, I feel like preaching to you now. I feel something pushing me now. The blood of Jesus has got power over demons. The blood of Jesus has got power to heal you. The blood of Jesus has got power to protect you. For the Bible declares in Revelation 12 verse 11, "For they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." The blood of Jesus has got power to overcome that cancer, power to overcome that disease, power to protect you. Oh, I feel the presence of God. I decree and I declare the blood of Jesus upon your marriage, the blood of Jesus upon your car, the blood of Jesus upon your possessions. The blood of Jesus upon whatever you touch. You are protected in the blood of Jesus. Clap your hands, somebody. The blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Sickness will pass over. Poverty will pass over. Whatever is not of God will pass over. But surely goodness and mercy will follow you. grace will follow you. Good health will follow you. Those of you who are sick, I'm here to assure you that sickness is a foreigner in your body. It must come out today. It must come out this very hour. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The other weapon is the word of God. I know in America you enjoy TV. You have got so many channels. But I want to encourage you, don't spend all the time watching TV. That's why you dream evil dreams. Read the word of God. Eat the word of God. Be like your father here, Dr. Nelson. I've been with him. The man is full of the word. The man loves the word of God. The man reads the word of God. I'm not saying this to flatter him, but I've been with him. I know he loves the word. Follow after him. Read the word. Eat the word. For in Matthew 4 verse 4, when the devil came to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, I know you are hungry. You've been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Turn these stones to become bread. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It is written. So I pray for you, Westmoreland, be full of the word. Don't carry the Bible that you don't know. Don't carry the book that you don't know. You need to eat the word. You need to dream the word. You need to talk the word. Be full of the word. For the word of God is medicine to your life. The word is medicine. That's why as I'm preaching to you, I want you to know again, I'm giving you spiritual antibiotics. Because the Bible says the word is medicine to your body. So these are spiritual antibiotics. No sickness can play on your head. You are on fire. You are on fire. You are on fire for Jesus. No demon can play around you. You are on fire. So eat the word. Read the word. Let the word be part of your life. When you talk the word. When you dream the word. When you walk the word. Don't just spend too much time on Facebook. 10 hours on Facebook. 10 hours on Facebook. You need the word, my friend. Because Facebook will not help you when you're in trouble. You need the word. I need the word. So eat the word of God. Dream the word of God. Talk the word of God. Be full of the word. Do you know the Christians who make havoc in the kingdom of the devil are those Christians who know the word? When the devil comes, you say, it is written, like Jesus. When the devil comes with this temptation, you say, it is written. Be full of the word. And when you are full of the word, you overcome. When you are full of the word, you become a dynamite. So eat the word of God. Talk the word of God. Dream the word of God. Psychology says whatever comes in your mind a lot, you can dream about it. So if in your mind, every time you watch movies, and those movies are horror movies, when you are asleep in the night, you wake up because you are afraid. Some of those movies are demonic. That's why you need to eat the word, be full of the word, so that you can be a strong child of God. You don't need sleeping pills for you to sleep. Under this anointing on my head, everybody here in this house, you will not have any trouble to sleep. You shall sleep like a baby. Because the word of God is in you. The peace of God is upon you. And because of that, you will sleep like a baby. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. The other weapon that you need, my friends, the other weapons, I'll talk about them in the evening service. But let me give you this last weapon which you need, my friends, which is praise and worship is a weapon. Praise and worship is a weapon. Just today when I was coming out of the hotel and the guy who is a receptionist, saw the suit that I'm putting on and is saying, hey man, you're looking good. What is that? It's compliment. Compliment is what we call worship. You need to worship God every time. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Now, one thing you don't know, which I want to submit to us, is not all who can praise can worship, but all worshipers can praise him. And this is why you find when you say, let us dance, everybody's dancing. And when you say, friends, now let us all worship, people are yawning, people are tired. You know why? Because worship is not for hypocrites. Worship is for genuine children of God. That's why John 4 now, the Bible says our fathers used to worship in the mountain, but now you say in Jerusalem. And Jesus said now, no. It may not be in Jerusalem or in the mountain, but God is looking for true worshipers who shall worship the Father in truth and in spirit. When you worship God, you must forget about your sickness. When you worship God, you must forget about your status quo. When you worship God, you must forget about whatever you are going through. For the song says, so forget about yourself and concentrate on him. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the worship. And as you do that, the glory of God will come down. And when the glory comes down, the devil will run away. For the devil is allergic to praise. Each time you praise the Lord, you give a headache to the devil. For I will bless the Lord at all times, for praises shall continue to be in my mouth. I feel the presence of God. It was the power of praise and worship that raised Lazarus from the dead. For Lazarus was dead, and as he was dead, Jesus came to the grave and told the people who were there, remove the stone. And as they removed the stone, the Bible says Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have already heard me. Even before this guy who is dead can come out from the grave, I'm thanking you in advance that you have already heard me. True worship is to thank God even when you are feeling pain. Is to thank God even when things are not going well. Is to thank God even when you don't have what you have asked God for. Oh, I feel the presence of God. And after Jesus did that, then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came out of the grave, and he was bound with a bandage. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I have come to America to declare you are free from poverty. You are free from sickness. You are free from diseases. You are free from any incurable disease. It must never remain in your body. Cancer must never remain in your body. Sugar, diabetes must never remain in your body. Chest condition must never remain in your body. Arthritis must never remain in your body. Today is your day for a miracle. Praise him for your healing. Praise him for your deliverance. Praise him for your salvation. Praise him for your freedom. For it is for freedom that Christ has set me free. Therefore, I will not let myself be entangled again by the yoke of bondage. 1 Peter 2, I believe verse 9 says, for we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We belong to the family of God. We are a family of God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Exalt the name of Jesus, and you will see what the Lord will do. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. Praise him every time. Praise him whether you are broke in your pocket. Praise him every evening. Praise him every morning. Praise him every hour. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I will rejoice at all times. I'll bless the Lord at all times. Just bless him. Even if you are sick, bless him. Even if things are not going well, bless him. Bless him every hour. Oh, I feel the presence of God. I'm done. I'll be back tonight. Stand with me. Just stand with me. I want to pray for you now. Same song, my brother, about the blood. Hit it again. We are going to pray for people. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Shout the blood. Shout the blood. Shout the blood. Clap your hands, clap your hands. That sickness will never remain in your body. That infirmity will never remain in your body. Right away now, I want to pray for those of you who are believing God for a miracle. You are saying, Lord, I'm sick and tired of my condition. It must leave me today, 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 today. Now, come, 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 come. Maka rabo shatarabaha. Rebo shandarama. Rebe shakatarabaha. Riba ba 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 ba, rika mande reboho, riba ba 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 ba, rika manda rabo, riba ba 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 ba. Lift up your hands. I lay my hands upon this lady. Whatever she believes you for, in the name of Jesus, give her, give her. Meet her at the point of her need. In Jesus' mighty name, receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle, my sister. You shall testify today. You shall testify today in the name of the Lord. Receive your miracle. Whatever it is, receive your miracle today. Receive your healing today. Receive your healing today in Jesus' name. Time of your freedom has come. Time of your deliverance has come. Receive it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle, my brother. It is yours, my brother. It is yours, my brother. Receive your miracle today. 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 Today, 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 today. Receive your miracle, my brother. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle today. Receive your miracle today. Makarabosha tarabahaya. Receive your miracle today.
Hallelujah.
Today, receive your miracle. Lift up your hand. Father, I pray for my sister, whatever she believes you for. May you give it to her. Cover her in the blood. And let her receive a miracle today. In the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Receive your miracle, sir. Receive your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Karabo shata rabahande rebe. Rebo bo 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 bo. It is yours. Receive it. First lady, I pray for you in the name that is above every name. I command an infirmity to leave your body. The request you gave us yesterday night, receive a miracle. Receive a miracle for that request you gave us in the name of Jesus. I command that sense of smell. Come. Command that sense of taste. Come. Any spirit causing it to go, I command that demon to go now in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle. It is yours. 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 I speak and I declare miracles to happen. Even those of you that are watching us via Facebook Live and YouTube, receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. For the name of Jesus is above every name of things in heaven on earth and under the earth, whatever power, any voodoo power, any witchcraft power, scatter by fire, I break you today. Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive your freedom in Jesus' mighty name. Karabosha tarabahaya, rikamande rebohondo, reke mondo ribabakashata, rikamando robohaya. Receive your miracle.